Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Mike Florio. He is the man who has his finger on the pulse of the NFL and its news, more so than anybody else. You don't believe me? Well, check this out. We're about to talk to him, and I know we're going to have a lot of NFL news to discuss.
So much.
He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on X. It is the same on Blue Sky. And he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. How are you, Mike?
Good. You know, you just caused me to plunge into an existential crisis. My only contribution to society of any kind is that I have established and maintained a repository of all the latest things happening in professional football.
That's not true. Just look at your background. Everybody on Twitch always asks what your progress is on the Lego Fire. It's the Ghostbusters house, right?
That's true.
Yeah, that's just like looking at your background. That's not even including your actual life. And aren't you an accomplished author of many books?
Accomplished is subjective. Many is objective. Yes, I've got a logjam of like six manuscripts I'm trying to figure out what to do with. Four are out there. There's
a Christmas book.
It's actually, despite the fact that I wrote it, it's actually a very good Christmas book. It's called On Our Way Home. You can get it on Amazon for 99 cents in ebook form. But yeah, I don't know. It's just 25 years of the lather, rinse, repeat of the daily NFL cycle. You just, the way you said it, it made me question my life choices.
No, I mean, I have that effect on people. I get that. But I will also point out that you have a law degree, do you not? This seems like a lot of accomplishments for somebody who might have an existential crisis.
I do not miss practicing law. That is a certainty. It's been 16 years. I've told my wife I'd take a job up the road at Wendy's before I'd go back to practicing law again, and I mean that.
So here's the thing, Mike. You're trying to act like you're not a modern-day Renaissance man, but the evidence, as Layla points out, is to the contrary. Might I also add, you're a man for all generations, because the things you're talking about apply more to maybe anywhere from the millennial all the way back to the boomers. But then you've got the new Gen Alpha, you're on TikTok authoring up other things on social media as well. So we're not standing for any of this self-slander right now.
And he dances.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I did mouth the queen mother of dirty words, the four syllable that starts with mother. That wasn't received well here at the world headquarters of PFT, but oh well, that's the lyric. I had to use it.
I love that for you. Here's the lyric I care about right now. Anything referencing old people, because the olds are taking over, because Philip Rivers, just under an hour ago,
we were told.
What's that?
Philip Rivers isn't old.
Yes, he's football old.
He's not old.
He's a grandfather. He's a literal, he has a grandson. The man has a grandson, and Shane Steichen just said, regardless of Riley Leonard being ready to play, Philip Rivers might still get the start on Sunday.
The sad part is I had a driver's license by the time Philip Rivers was born 44 years ago, as of 2 days ago. When I look at the big picture here, I criticized the Colts late Monday night into Tuesday morning for not having a better plan in place for the potentially inevitable Daniel Jones injury, because he's had multiple serious injuries in the past. Once they lost Anthony Richardson in a freak accident with an exercise band that was defective and he suffered a fractured orbital bone, that was week six. They had 22 days to trade for a veteran backup for anyone other than Riley Leonard and Brett Rypien as the understudies to Daniel Jones. I think, given the timeline, the way this unfolded, I think all along the plan was, hey, if we lose Daniel Jones, we're calling Philip Rivers, and Rivers is going to say yes. And, I mean, it happened, boom, by Monday night, and he worked out Monday night. He's been in touch with Shane Steichen. They've known each other for nearly 15 years, worked together with the Chargers when they were in San Diego, for crying out loud. This thing was locked and loaded and ready to go, and we're going to find out. I said earlier today, it's like going to see a movie that you expect to be bad, but you're still going just in case it ends up being good. Who knows what Philip Rivers can do? And the other reality, too, is they could have Peyton Manning in his prime, and it may not matter for Indy because they got the Seahawks, the 49ers, the Jaguars, and the Texans to end the season. They started 7-1. They're 8-5. They could be the sixth team since the merger to start 7-1 or better in the first eight games and miss the playoffs.
Isn't that most movies, though,
that's
today?
Most movies Marshall watches.
Yeah, like
the light that went on when
I don't
you
expect
said
it to be good, but I'm going to go see it anyway, Mike, because, you know, what if it's good and I can see it in the theater?
The problem is, like, every movie I'm ever excited to see, that's the kiss of death, because there's never been a movie that I was excited to go see that lived up to the expectation. The best movies are the ones where it's like, oh, I've heard of this. Okay, there's nothing else to watch. Let's watch it. And then it ends up being awesome.
Are you talking about that Many Saints of Newark movie?
That was horrible. That was horrible. It started for me. Hey.
Why did I know?
But it started for me back with the original Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. I remember being so stoked to go see that movie. I was like 24 at the time. And the whole time I'm like, is this it? Like, is this good? Am I supposed to tell myself this is good so I don't feel like an idiot for expecting it to be good? But every time since then, there's a movie I'm excited about. It's just, you know, two thumbs down.
All right. We may disagree on that one because I did think that was a great
movie. But think about
movie.
How old you were when it came out. That's the thing.
Well, I didn't watch it when it came out. I was not old enough for that. But yeah, so.
Did you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight is one of the dumbest lines I've ever heard uttered in any American film.
But the scene where Jack Nicholson says, gentlemen, let's open our minds, shall we? And then the boombox hits and he plays Party Man and wrecks all the art. That's what I'm here for.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
I will say this. The soundtrack from Prince is awesome. And I'm not aware of another disconnect between such a great soundtrack and such a movie that failed to live up to what I expected. But I had it built up into like this awesome thing because I was a big Batman fan when I was a kid. And I always resented the Superman movies. Like, when are they going to make a Batman movie? Who cares about Superman? They finally make a Batman movie and it's...
I present Hackers and the Crow, but that's another conversation for another day. When it comes to something, I think, Mike, I actually think I tapped into something about your potential existential crisis that would happen earlier, because there could very well be, I don't know if it's the end of a dynasty. I don't know if it's the eventual decline. But when I saw the headline in Pro Football Talk that there's a mathematical possibility that the Chiefs could be eliminated from playoff contention on Sunday, that's the kind of existential thing that I think the NFL might realize, and the standings even bear it out right now, that there truly is a changing of the guard that is taking place.
It occurred to me yesterday, the Chiefs are that friend that you can always rely on to show up. And your friend was supposed to show up at the bar or wherever you would be meeting your friend at 10 o'clock. And it's now 1 a.m., And you're trying to decide whether or not you should just leave. Jim's not coming. Jim never has failed to show up. Tonight, Jim's not coming. And the concern I have is if you leave, that's when Jim's going to show up. So until, and I know it's playoff percentage season and everyone wants to tell us all these different numbers, and my response is, can we just watch the games, please? But until it goes to zero, no chance, no way, no how, I'm not going to believe it's over for the Chiefs, because I feel like we're being set up. Like, this is all part of the elaborate, you know, we've done it every other way possible. Let's do this. Here's our idea. Here's our Don Draper pitch. Let's make everyone think we're dead. And then we're going to come back and we're going to take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know what's funny about that? I have a friend. Layla knows my friend. His name is Ife. He shows up 2 to 3 hours late, whatever we're supposed to be doing.
I didn't realize he was always late.
He's always late. And so I completely identify with Ife being the Chiefs of my life. So I understand that. He shows up. He's just never, ever, ever anywhere close to being on time. Speaking of being on time, I don't know why Layla's cracking up at that specifically, Mike.
Because I know him.
But I'm looking at this NFC playoff picture, and I think we're at the point where we can start denoting contenders versus pretenders. Do you feel like we're there yet? Like, do you feel like you have your short list for Super Bowl now that we're over three quarters of the way through the season?
Yes, but the reality is things change, and momentum can be very fleeting, and you can peak too soon. Everything's working now for the Seahawks. Right now, the Seahawks would be the most dangerous team if the postseason began today, but it doesn't. They've got to hold whatever magic they've found in the past few weeks together. And Sam Darnold needs to not have the chariot turn into a pumpkin in a big game. Oh, and a big game's coming up in 8 days when the Seahawks host the Rams for likely the division title, possibly the number one seed in the NFC. But the Seahawks have just been dismantling teams lately. They shut out the Vikings. They blew out the Falcons. They haven't given up a touchdown the last two games. And they get old man Rivers on Sunday if he ends up starting. So, you know, they're in a position where they can really get hot going into this Rams game, but it's going to come down to whether or not Darnold can finally deliver when the lights are shining the brightest. But I like what the Seahawks are doing. And in the AFC, we've got a graphic of the teams and their playoff positioning, and we use it on PFT Live. Bo Nix is on one side and Drake May's on the other. And I said to Chris Sims on Monday, who would have dreamed a year ago that we'd be heading into the home stretch of the 2025 season, and Drake May and Bo Nix would be riding 10-game winning streaks, and their two teams would be the best two teams in a conference that has the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, the Bills and Josh Allen, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. It's just amazing what's happened in 1 year. And this is the kind of year that just helps the NFL in its annual effort to sell hope to every team, every fan base. That's what it's all about. Plausible hope to any team that, you know what, a turnaround, a dramatic turnaround is always just potentially right around the corner.
Well, and it's funny because I think it's yet again more evidence and perhaps another plank in the platform that Sean Payton very well could end up getting named the coach of the year when you consider what you just said, Mike.
Yeah, I say this about all of the awards. You know, we talk about them because we need to have things to talk about from basically week four on. Once week 18 comes and goes, the votes are due 3 days after that. Once the dust settles and we see who's got the one seed, if the Broncos have the one seed, Sean Payton's case is stronger. Mike Vrabel's case is weaker. Who has the one seed in the NFC? If it's the Seahawks, Mike McDonald has a stronger case. The betting odds are instructive, but they're hardly dispositive. And it's a snapshot of where it is now and where people project it to go. Once the season ends, the debates become a lot cleaner because there's something that is finite and clear and permanent about seeing where the teams finish. That helps us better prioritize coach of the year, MVP, etc.
Mike Florio joins us as he does each and every week, and we are delighted by his presence here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. All right, Mike, the Bears have the Browns up next. One, you cannot convince me that Cleveland was not tanking with their decision of what to do for that two-point conversion. And are you surprised that they have seemingly, perhaps, a quarterback of the future in Shedeur Sanders that they got so late in the draft?
Interesting question on whether or not they deliberately lost that game. Look, the Browns have been big picture tanking in recent years. They had incentive programs for coaches and front office people based on stockpiling draft picks, based on carrying over cap space. That's low-key tanking because it makes your current team worse. So you get yourself into a situation where at the end of the day, this win isn't going to matter. It's not going to change a thing. The loss gets us a little higher in round one next year and in the rest of the rounds with their original picks. But with the Shedeur situation, it's very simple to me. They need data. They need evidence. They need to come to the conclusion at the end of the season whether or not Shedeur is good enough to compete to be the starter next year or whether they use one of the two first-round picks. And it's commonly believed one of those two first-round picks, because they have the Jaguars from the Travis Hunter trade, do they use one of those on a quarterback or can we use those picks elsewhere, not on the quarterback position? Is there a chance that Shedeur can be the guy? And even though they lost the game, you know, they've had this weird ambivalence about him. That went away after Sunday. He's the starter for the rest of the season. Let's see what he can do. And then going into next year, maybe you don't need to roll the dice on an unproven first-round commodity. Maybe you can let Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson, I don't know, and Dylan Gabriel all compete. I don't know. But I don't think it's imperative that you draft a quarterback. They've had so many resources tied up in the failed Deshaun Watson trade, three first-round picks plus. This is a way to use those extra picks they have on another position and make your team better around the quarterback.
Our segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, we're living in a world where the AFC South is interesting. I don't know that I am prepared for this as a human.
The Colts look to be the runaway champions when they were 7-1. And then the Texans and the Jaguars. And the Jaguars became consistent. The Texans finally turned it around. I was looking at their schedule earlier today. Their first three losses were against very good teams, and each one was one score or closer. Then they started to win. And when they got to 3-5, something happened, and off they went. Five straight wins. And the Texans have the kind of defense that can win the Super Bowl. The question is, do they have the offense that will get them there? Defense wins championships, but offense gets you in a position where you can let your defense win a championship. But what they did on Sunday in Kansas City was very significant. The question is, do they build on that or do they have any type of a letdown? But, you know, the thing about, defense travels, defense is consistent. Defense doesn't change because it's reaction, right? There aren't the same variables that you have trying to keep a good offense performing at a high level. The defense, you just turn them loose and let them do their thing, and they're going to create havoc, and they're going to make it harder for the other team to score points. So, you know, the Texans and the Seahawks played earlier this year. Seattle won by 8 points. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Houston and Seattle in Santa Clara in February.
Wow. That's an amazing prediction, given everything the Texans have been through. I also just wanted to ask you this. You think Myles Garrett breaks the sack record this season?
Oh, I think he will. He only needs three at this point. I think it's just a matter of time before he gets that third or those next three sacks. The question is, how high does it go? How far does he put it out of reach for whoever wants to try and do it again? And I know one of the things we're going to hear now, TJ Watt got to 22.5 in a 17 game season, but anytime these single season records are in peril, there are folks who want to apply an asterisk and say, well, it was 17 games. Well, look, that happened when it went from 14 to 16. It happened when it went from 12 to 14. If they're going to expand the season, then the single season records are going to reset at some point. That's just the way it is. But it would be nice if he gets there in fewer than 16. I think he will. But, you know, does he get to 25, 26, 27? He's had two games where he had five and then he had four. So you never know where that explosion is going to come from. He gets one more of those, he may put the thing out of reach forever.
You think he could do it this week?
I think you do it any week. Oh. I think he's got a five-sack, four-sack game in him any given week. You just never know when it's going to materialize. Now, is it going to be easy to chase down Caleb Williams? No. But there's just something about this ability of Myles Garrett to just slip into this crazy, you know, today is the day that I'm going to get to the quarterback and I'm going to put him down. And the thing about sacks, there's an arbitrary quality to it. You get close. There's so many close sacks. It's so hard to finish the job. Everything has to line up just right, but he could get lucky. Things could line up. And, you know, if they don't, maybe they'll hold him every single play like they did to Micah Parsons and that'll slow him down. But I think Garrett's the kind of guy where even if you hold him, he's still going to bust through and do what he's trying to do.
That's Mike Florio. We enjoy talking to him every single week here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. As we mentioned, at Pro Football Talk on X and on Blue Sky. And yeah, Mike, you've got a couple books out. You got time to give him some pub really quick.
Yeah, hey, all my novels are available on Amazon for 99 cents. On Our Way Home is it's a really good Christmas ghost story that has messages I didn't intend to infuse into it when I wrote it. But when I finished, it's like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. And I've gotten some great feedback where it's really affected people in a positive way. And it inspires some to repair broken relationships. That's one of the themes of the book. Number one, repair broken relationships with the people who are closest to you while you have time, and be able to forgive yourself if for whatever reason the person with whom you had the broken relationship has passed on and you can no longer undo whatever damage you may blame yourself for. It's important to find a way to move on. That's just part of it, but I think it's an entertaining book. They're all entertaining, and I got six more coming. It's just a question of figuring out how to unleash them on an unsuspecting public.
Well, we'll help leash them. How's that? So, Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
That's Mike Florio. We also want you to know that you can head out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norwich tomorrow from 5:30 to 7, and I will be there. You can register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park on December 16th. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. We have to talk about the latest from the winter meetings here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. But in order to do so, I think it is important to go back to something that was said over the weekend right here on 670 The Score by Cubs president Crane Kenny. So we're going to do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.